This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hiya.
Hey, how
much,
are you?
How much did you hate me when I said we've loads to do? See you later. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I should have given you a warning.
I don't think we've ever done that when I've been here.
Oh, really?
Like when I was, before I started, and I'd be like listening back to the pod, I would hear it sometimes. And then I know you did it on my wedding. But I'm like, I don't know if I've ever done it.
Oh, okay.
We've loads to do.
Would you like to do it?
Oh, Fiona.
For context. 2 days in a row?
We can, like, do whatever we want.
Just bear in mind, like, it's the bank holiday weekend. Yeah. You know, you're so... that's my excuse for everything. Fiona's pregnant.
I actually do. I am going for an appointment after this. Like a like little checkup. Little.
Will they give you the juice on your belly?
Little woo-woo.
Little juice? A little woo-woo. They always do the juice. And they're like, sorry, this is very cold.
Is that the cold one?
Yeah.
What should they call it as a name?
It's a bit of gel now.
Gel.
Yeah. But yeah, it is lube.
I don't think you can do it anymore. We've talked for too long.
Yeah, so true.
You may as well talk for longer.
Yeah, Grant. They'll just check that, and now they measure the bump in the last couple of ones.
Do they do it from like hip to hip or all?
No, they just do like side of bump to side of bump. I don't know what they do.
What size is the baby in terms of a fruit?
Oh, I'll tell you. I'll tell you now.
If you go now onto the Flow app.
Flow app.
Can I feel your belly?
Of course. Do you want to do it now?
Is the baby kicking?
I'll drink some of the really cold water and then see if it kicks.
After you drink water?
Yeah.
They're like, yum!
Do you know, like, everyone's like, oh, if you just drink something really cold, your baby will kick. But mine kicks more if you eat, like, some ham or something. It's a little fatty. Okay, I'll put my thing right down.
Oh my God, look at this!
Sorry, there's like a mark from my...
Okay, tell me, where can
sorry,
I touch
you don't have to look
at... I see enough on her Instagram.
Here?
Oh, uh-huh. There's Fiona's belly button again.
Oh my God.
Can you feel something? I drank loads there. Sorry, that was just me making a noise. Can you feel? Aww.
I can just hear you breathing.
This is really, really good for a podcast.
Sorry, I'm just holding her belly. Is this uncomfortable for you?
No, it's not, but I don't know if it's going to move.
Come on, little baby.
You can sing to it. I run.
That's your two mummies.
You're loving on me. You make me feel special. Sorry.
That's okay.
Stage fright. It's the size.
The baby know our voices because.
Oh yeah,
he's been listening to us loads.
Because it was moving just there.
That baby's sometimes gonna know how to do a cash machine read. It's gonna know how to forward sell Dave ranks.
That baby's gonna get a job. I do want to bring the baby to Longitude.
No, please don't. For the love of God, we're meant to be a cool brand.
Do not think. I'm a present for your baby, and I already know what runners I want.
Really?
Oh my God! A present for this kid.
Yes. Anyway, the baby is the size of a papaya.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not getting a papaya.
This is a picture.
Present.
Ah, okay.
Big yolk.
You're not
big
getting yolk. The baby a present.
What do I get it like?
A little toy.
A little. What do I need?
Nappies.
Can you get it some nappies? That's like the. I really.
I'll get it some fidget toys.
Get it some fidget toys. That's good for tummy time.
I'll get some really, really small Lego.
Oh my God, perf. So it can choke.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Hey, yay. Happy Busy Banker. God, I hate that.
Oh, wow, I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
what?
Busy banker.
How have you escaped the reference to Busy Banker?
I've never heard that.
I thought you listened to Spin before you started here.
Of course I did. I must have just missed it on this day because I'd be making my crosses and stuff. You have to do that in silence.
Sure, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to think of Busy.
Anyway, happy Busy Banker to all who celebrate.
I'm feeling more refreshed than I have felt in weeks.
Really?
And I'm worried about why.
Go on.
Any guesses?
Oh my God, you're pregnant.
No. Relax.
Ooh.
I wouldn't do that.
Are you going as well?
That'd be fun though.
We could
like spend time together.
We could have our whole mat leave off together.
We don't see each other every day.
Yeah, but we need more. Why would you be relaxed?
Refreshed. Yeah, the consequences aren't good. The reason I feel so refreshed
You've been
is
drinking lots of water.
I slept in the spare room last night.
It's a slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
But it's
I
so
had
good.
An incredible sleep. I starfished. I just rocked around the bed. Slept through the whole night. It was so beautiful. Just couldn't cope with the snoring.
Was this because of Jack snoring? Now, what bed
does
is
he always
here?
Snore?
sometimes it's worse than others, and I can't figure out why.
Get the nasal strips.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that prop open the
nostrils. It was just such a treat to be on my own in
Does he lie on his side?
I always make him, yeah.
Yeah.
But last night I just said,
very slippery slope.
I was wrecked yesterday. I'm not doing this.
It does feel good.
And I moved next door and I was like, this is heaven.
This is
now,
living.
Now, I have, so me and Pippa have agreed that if we ever live together, which we probably inevitably will, we're going to have two duvets.
Okay.
Isn't that the Scandinavian way?
Now that's the right way. Mm. I've done the whole sleeping in bed with the girlfriend, mm-hmm. live with the girlfriend. I've had separate beds, I've had separate rooms.
Mm.
Doesn't end amazingly well.
We have the duvet as an extra size, like the bed is king and the duvet super king.
We do that as well.
All right. It's really good.
In fact, I think we went super, super king.
Is that a thing?
I think we went for
the one in hotels where it's two like twin beds pushed together.
Well, no, it was in the beds like regular size king, but the duvet
is
super, super king, so it hangs out over so no one's ever grabbing at it.
Okay,
there's
amazing.
Loads. Sometimes too much, I would say. Sometimes too much. You're like, there's a lot of duvet in this bed.
Yeah, that's too much.
Not good.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've been telling you for the last week or two that we're running very low on our fuzzy charged snooties and moving on to a brand new prize. Well, we can exclusively reveal after we play this morning's Tricky 10 after 8 o'clock what that new prize is. And trust me, you're going to want to hear about it, okay? So make sure you're with us just after we play the Tricky 10 after 8 and hopefully come on and play for our brand new, much improved, would I say, prize as of next week.
Hey, no shade to the snooties.
No, snooties are great, but
yeah, yeah, this is a new,
bigger and better things.
It is.
Yes, it's like a Pokemon.
It is, exactly.
There's a couple in the States and I don't think where they come from will surprise you
very
much.
I took that as like, there's a couple of people who live in the States.
There's a few beyond.
There's a few
America.
Over there.
They want to continue this family tradition of naming daughters Mary, okay? So they're Mary and Brian Heffernan, but on each side of their
individual families.
The most
Irish family name I've ever heard in my entire life. I feel like I probably know four Brian Heffernans.
They probably come from Irish descent. Yeah.
They definitely own an Irish pub over there, for sure.
Yeah, well, actually, wait till you hear what they will.
Oh, go on.
But loads of people on Mary's side of the family share the name, well, Mary. So they decided their first child's name really early on. If we have a daughter here now first, let's go with Mary.
Cute.
The problem is, their second child, third child and fourth child also were daughters and they just couldn't separate themselves from the idea of calling each and every child Mary.
Oh, okay, so they're unwell.
What? They're
in
the
head.
Maybe, yeah.
Good to know.
They have can't
four
do that.
Daughters, all named Mary, but obviously to avoid confusion, all the daughters go by their middle names or nicknames. So actually, first daughter's called Mary Frances, but she goes by Francie around the gaff. Mary Majorie then is next, but she goes by Maisie, should I say, which was the name of my horse.
Cute.
Mary Jane goes by Janie. And then there's Mary Theresa Catherine.
Quick upper class drop in there that would be my horse.
My horse's name. I could never get away with that. If I pulled a stunt like that, oh my God, I'd be out.
In fairness, your accent doesn't help. But just the
no
quick,
horses
like,
for me.
You get away with it when you say you were raised in West Waterford.
No, that's even sounding posher now. It's giving we have
it's
land.
The fact you said West Waterford.
Waterford, darling.
It's even more countryside.
Anyway, sorry, so they're all called Mary.
Yeah, then we have Tessa, Mary, Teresa, Catherine, who's also a Mary. So then they're obviously getting a lot, they get a lot of online, it's shock factor, but it works because they have a cattle ranch and business called the Five Marys.
Okay.
And obviously, they get a lot of online hate and criticism for the naming choice. Now, Mam Mary says, I don't need outside approval. The girls love their names. She believes that Mary is a strong, enduring name representing humility and strength. And apparently, in very wealthy families, passing down family names has been quite historically common. So maybe that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, but not all the siblings being called it.
The same thing.
That's just... What?
I was still traumatised from my teenage years because in our group of mates, there was two Emmas. And the crack that everyone seemed to get, like comedic laughter for 8 years from going, Emma, and having two heads turned towards them being like, what? Fair.
I hate being in a room with Dave Moore. Whenever anyone says Dave, I'm like, yeah, but they're always talking.
You should have just left it at that.
Yeah.
No context provided. Let's just get that
but
clip.
But you know what's funny, right?
Clip it.
Shane, you know Shane Todd, the comedian? Yeah. So he has a podcast and he had this guy on and he was talking about how there was a girl or a woman who basically had like five sons and she called them all Sean.
What?
She called all of them Sean.
Like legit or just
legit.
Like a story?
And so like social services came and were like, what are you doing? Like,
that's what I think.
They were like, you haven't, do you have five sons or do you, are you just claiming for five people? And they were like, no, they're all called Sean. I have five sons. And they were like, she was like, well, how do you tell them apart? She goes, they all have different surnames.
Excellent. Okay. Very good. That you have to bring them together somehow.
Perfect. Ray, and where is my husband on spin? 20 past seven. Good morning. What is the story?
Well, it's everyone's favourite.
Sorry, actually, there, Fiona. I know you're probably going to forward sell Dave Ranks.
I actually was going to do that for you.
And I appreciate that, but I feel like I actually need to do something else first, okay. If that's okay. And it's not often I interrupt people on this show, fair. But when I do interrupt people, it's for a very specific reason.
Go on.
I've got a Notions alert.
Oh, no.
Notions alert!
It's been a while since we did a Notions alert.
It has, actually.
Because everyone's been being humble.
I have been, yeah.
For January.
No, I think it's gotten really bad to the point where I have three Notions for you. If you don't know this, by the way, we do a Notions alert whenever we see something around town that is an absolutely ridiculous price, or in the world, or in our lives.
That's see it, say it, sorted.
Exactly. And if you ever have a Notions for us, 087-711-1038, our lines are always open. We will listen to you. I went and got a Carvery yesterday.
Did you?
Lovely.
I said, I've been eating quite healthy this week and I've been going to the gym. I said, I'll get a Carvery. I'll get some veg and stuff like that on it so it'll still balance out. So I was happy out with my choice until I went to the till and I placed my tray down.
Oh, I'm scared.
And she said, that'll be €19, please.
No.
Wow.
No.
That'll be €19, I said. That'll be €19, please. And you have to do that thing where you're like, is that all? That's grand. Don't worry about that. You can't really bring it back and go, actually, it's fine.
You can't just turn your plate upside down at her till,
scraping the peas back into the thing.
Not for me.
How much is that ham? I wouldn't mind. Speaking of the ham, I got ham and turkey, right?
Mm. Lovely.
As I said, being healthy. Bitches slagging me. And it was the two most tiniest little slivers of ham. It was, he could have given me a slice of Billy Roll.
Oh no,
for how much
I hate
ham
that.
Was on the thing. And I was like, what are you doing? Give me a proper slice.
You say it to his face.
I know.
Say it to his
19
face.
€19.
What are you scared you're going to run out? Come on.
Honestly, €19.
We went for eggs last week, the three of us.
We
17
did.
Euro for eggs.
I was raging at that now. I think we need to find a new place.
Speaking
for eggs, can
of
I say?
Eggs.
Yeah,
I have another Notions alert for you. It's mini eggs.
Oh,
at the moment.
This is crazy.
Now, this has been blown up on Twitter the last couple of weeks. I know I'm pretty late to the game here.
Are they doing a PR stunt or something?
I thought so, but I went into a shop. I don't know where I was going. I think it was in Clonsky, and I was like, I was on the way to Pippa's, and I was just like, oh, I'll go into the shop and I'll get her some mini eggs.
Yeah.
Walked right out. I was like, she's not worth that. In no way, shape, or form. A 80 gram bag was €3.50.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. That's kind of standard.
But it's probably like 10 mini eggs.
Yeah.
But like €3.50, if you're talking €3.50, you usually get a share bag of Maltesers
exactly.
for €3.50.
Yeah.
This is an 80 gram bag of mini eggs. And by the way, mini eggs are quite heavy as a thing. Mm-hmm. So they're 80 gram pretty quickly.
Mm.
At 308 gram, which is about the same size as that share bag of Maltesers, was a tenner.
Oh. Like what?
€10.
And a 1 kg. Was €20.
What is going on?
1 kg of mini eggs was €20.
Guys, I am so embarrassed to admit this. Dwayne's purchased the kilo of mini eggs. He bought them. We were in Dunn's a few days ago. And
you have a child on the way.
I know.
You have a child at home.
I have a child existing. I'm a mother too. I was like, we were just walking past
him. No, he didn't.
And he goes, I'm going to buy that one day about the mini eggs. And I was like, all right,
as if it's a mansion in Dublin 4. I'm going to buy that one day.
And then I woke up from a nap the other day and went into the kitchen and it's there. And it hasn't even been opened. And I'm like, Can we return that? Can we sell it? It's a kilo.
I don't know. That means nothing.
It's a kilo heavy wise.
It's like a bag of sugar, kind of.
And is there loads in it?
Well, there's a kilo's worth. Right. We haven't opened it yet, but I'm like, I'm disgusted.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know.
It's
not mine.
I think there's something with the mini eggs pricing in this country, because I've seen pictures of supermarkets in the UK of the 80 gram mini eggs,
mm-hmm.
and they're a pound.
Right.
What?
So why are they three? I've seen them in supermarkets here for €4.
Right.
So why? What's going on?
Because they take us for idiots here.
Yeah.
Jack, who's British, cannot get his head around the price of chocolate in this country.
Yeah, it's insane. It's also, yeah. In fairness, chocolate is going up. I was listening to RT Radio 1 the other day, okay. And they were talking about how chocolate is going up because of climate and things like that.
In the UK.
But yeah, so that's mini eggs. And speaking of pounds and things going up.
Yeah.
In the UK, concert tickets for Harold Styles from One Direction. No. General admission, £144. Oh.
That's
front standing,
that's shocking.
£198 Great British pounds. What? The pit. There are four pits. Mm. £279 Great British pounds. Mm. And the VIP price, which includes a spot in one of the pits and access to a lounge, will cost you between £468 and £725 Great British pounds.
And Harold Styles approved this.
And it's so funny because Zayn has been on tour at the moment and he was kind of like wishing his, you know, fans well. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, you know, hope everyone's having a good night, mm-hmm. and everything like that. Mm. And then he says this.
Okay, so I just want to say a big, big thank you to each and every single one of you for being here with me tonight. Hopefully the ticket prices weren't too high. Just saying.
He's dead right.
I'm a big fan of that. That's that guy is
dead.
Real.
He's dead right. He's dead right. That is absolutely sickening. And you know that lounge is going to be horrific crack if you do pay for the VIP lounge.
But to start off going to a gig at over £100,
it's not fair.
So if you wanted to go to a Harry Styles gig, get a carvery beforehand and a bag of mini eggs. It'll cost you about £200.
Forget about it. I think shame on Harry Styles, though.
Yeah, I agree.
He knows he's got young fans and his parents paying for a lot of
it. Yeah, it's wrong.
Here's Olivia Dean. This is called Baby Steps.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Olivia Dean and Baby Steps on Spin. Good morning.
Lads, we just had a notions alert. We had mini eggs gone up to tenner for a little bag of them. Mm-hmm. Harry Styles tickets going for £400, £700, £200 and crazy money. A carvery that I got yesterday for £19.
I'm still sour over the eggs we got last week for €17 a head for breakfast.
Yeah, no, I'm raging at that.
The only place, the only thing I will give them about that place we went for breakfast is whenever I said, I don't want this and or I don't want this and I don't want this, they say, do you want to add in something else instead?
Yeah, that's good. Because sometimes if you don't get a tomato, it's like you can't swap that out for a sausage because it's more expensive.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So I appreciate when they do that. But we've had a voice note in with an Oceans alert from Dennis, have we?
I have an Oceans for you. Go due on. To get my teeth cleaned once a year.
Yeah.
Usually go to my usual dentist in Portobello. There's €60 to get your teeth cleaned. Ain't around about that. Same one in my job. Same dental, private dentist in my job. They were doing clean your teeth, €40. €20 cheaper, €20 in my pocket. Got the teeth done, came out to pay the receptionist. The receptionist said to me, €80.
What?
And I was like, but there's a sign saying there, set of teeth cleaned, €40. And she said, yeah, that's the set. I went, yeah. And she says to me, you actually have two sets of teeth.
Oh my God.
Top set and the bottom set.
You're joking.
And then went on to tell me, when I argued the point about saying, I have a set of hands. You don't call one set left, one set right. You have a set of teeth. That's it. Says per set. She actually said to me, you have four sets. So technically it should be €160.
Oh my God.
And I went, yeah.
Sets of teeth?
Yeah, I'm paying the 80, but I'll never be back here again.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Sorry, what happened to that whole...
Your teeth, it should be €15.
Yeah, what happened to your PRSI?
Yeah, Dennis, if you only get it done once a year, then you should qualify for your PRSI
credits,
and getting
€15
clean. For a clean, yeah.
Yeah, oh now, if you want to get it done more than once a year, your PRSI only covers it once, I think.
Yeah, and then, maybe it's £80, but 40 per arch. Is that, like, don't talk that way, because no one knows what you're saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So shut up.
Not you, Dennis. We're talking to the dentist here.
That's like false advertising.
I hate that.
In a way.
I hate
you're
that.
You're like, oh, you see the price.
Nah,
like,
you could bring them. I would bring them to a tribunal.
Oh,
small claims court. Now, small claims court.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
As you can see, Your Honour, I only have one set of teeth.
Name and shame, Dennis.
Honestly.
Okay, another wet day, I think. yellow warning for rain in place until from midday today until midnight tonight. Sorry, this is just shocking.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Amble with Socrates Smiled and Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. We have some big news regarding the Tricky 10 after 8 o'clock this morning after we play. The prize getting a massive upgrade.
We'll
give you
exciting.
Those details in less than half an hour, 25 minutes or so.
Oh, it's very exciting. Lads, the three of us are obviously now bet into Love Island.
Bet into it.
We haven't been as bet in a while. And it's such a good time of year for it, you know, because you're trying to keep a low profile for January, February. Yeah. You're not.
It's lovely to have something just on guaranteed every night.
It gets you into your routine and you're like, I know that I need to be ready for 9 o'clock to do this, and we love it. So we've obviously been watching our friend and colleague Jack Keating, and I feel like he's been bringing up his dad a little bit more recently, which I respect. Obviously, the other night when he was like, shut up crying, will you, Curtis? He was like, life is a roller coaster, quoted it
that
to
was a bit
Curtis,
mad.
Which we loved. And then last night...
You just know it went over Curtis's head.
Oh, 100%. Curtis was just, you know.
What I loved about when he made that little comment to Curtis about life is a roller coaster, previously he was like trying to make some analogy about a motorway. And he was like, he was like, you know, Curtis, like in here, it's like a speed bump on the motorway.
Yeah.
And rather than speed bump on the road, he went motorway, and you got to just get on with it. And I was like, just trying to imagine, you know.
Famously, Jack, there are no speed bumps
on the motorway. But I was trying to imagine.
God, who did he run over?
Life is a speed bump on a motorway.
Yeah, the B-side, the lesser-known great track by Ronan Keating.
It's like he gave up and went, life's a roller coaster.
Exactly. He's like, you know what I'm trying to say. And then yesterday, when all the Americans came into the new American villa, Jack was talking to one of the girls, and he was asking her, does she like travel? And he was like, oh, I used to travel a lot when I was younger, like with my dad's job, being like, ask me about it, you know what I mean, kind of thing. So I was like, fair play to you, Jack. But we were talking to Jack before he went into the villa, and we were asking him, do you know when the parents come in towards the end of Love Island to like see how everyone's been getting on, the family? We were like, will Ronan go in? And he was saying he probably won't.
No, he said it wasn't his thing, didn't he?
Yeah,
his dad wouldn't do it.
No, his dad wouldn't do it.
That'd make him real young and cool, though.
But maybe he doesn't.
Though.
Maybe he just wants to let Jack have his moment or whatever. Mm. But either way, it's a tough blow. Well, I mean, I don't know if he ever asked his dad outright here, like, will you come into the Love Island villa for me? And his dad said no. But that's the way I'm imagining the conversation went, and it got me thinking of just times your parents have rejected you or like shot you down or whatever. And I had a pretty good one recently. I was asking my mom to walk me down the aisle at my wedding, and she said no.
Sorry, I thought that was going somewhere else. She said no to walking you down the aisle.
She was like, I thought it was going to be a big moment. Like, I thought she'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, thanks so much.
Yeah, like the emotion of asking her that question.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, like, I'd like you to do it. Like, and she was just like, she just made this face, and I was like, let me have a think about it.
Oh my God.
Like, okay. And then, like, a few days later, she was like, I won't if you don't mind. And I was like, all right, Grant.
Yeah. I would have been so hurt after the I'll have a think about it.
I'll have a think was the worst. I think she just said, like, because I was like, oh, I better get dad as well then. And I know that can be awkward. Like, I've been at a few weddings when the mom and dad walk the person down the aisle.
For clarity, your parents are separated.
They're separated. Yeah. And I'm like, mom did loads. Like, are we going to have dad, like, handing me over to Dwight? Do you know what I mean? It's weird.
So in your mind, you'd have both of them?
The two of them. Right. To be like, yeah, they both raised me, whatever. And she was like, it'd just be a bit crowded. Like, she was like, I want everyone to see your dress. And I was like, yeah. I was like, you just don't want to get up off your arse and walk down the bloody aisle. But anyway, so that was a big one.
Not if you don't mind.
I won't, darling.
I remember a few years ago, my dad, I've told the story so many times, but essentially came up, stayed with me. We went Hosier in Marley Park. I live close to Marley Park, and my dad just had the best day ever. We were all sitting around eating toasties, watching YouTube videos at 2 a.m. Great crack.
Cute.
And then last year I was like, we need to do this again, you know? And I was trying to think, you know, when the Marley Park gigs are announced, you're just trying to think, who would he be interested in? And last year it was Noah Kahan. So I organised the Noah Kahan tickets. Like, he wouldn't be a huge fan, but like, more his vibe than others that were on. And he texted me like literally 2 weeks before, being like, yeah, I'm in Spain, I'm not going to come home in time for that, I'm going to stay on. I was like, oh, okay.
It's so awkward awkward because you think this is going to make their life.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this will be, oh, I love this now. And he's like, nah, you're Grant.
Yeah, and I was all excited because I was like, even last year, I was like, you'll actually have a bed to yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Because like last year he was on the couch, the first year he was on the couch because we had housemates and everything. I was like, you're going to have your own room. I was all getting ready for it. And then Mumford and Sons were announced for Marley Park. Tickets actually go on sale for that in about an hour, a week or so ago. And I just chanced my arm again. I just sent it in. I said, will we try again for Mumford and Sons? He didn't even send me like an individual thumbs up emoji. He reacted to my message with a thumbs up emoji.
Oh.
Which doesn't fill me much
reaction.
Much nice. Confidence nice. That we're going ahead.
Nice.
I was trying to force a tradition, you know.
No, no, it's not happening.
What about your rejection from your parents, Steve?
I don't think my parents have ever said no to me.
Whoa.
My entire life.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
They were always, no problem, whatever you want to do.
Hey, do you know what? It shows.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, in turn, not in that way, I'm obviously joking, but in terms of like things I'd want, if I wanted to do something with them, they'd always be like, yeah. Let's do that. Yeah. Like, my ma hates the cinema, but if one of us wants to go to the cinema, she'll be like, look, I'll go to the cinema.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's adorable.
I can only think of one with my granny, and I remember being like, granny, will we watch The Crown?
Together. Something together. To do together.
And I remember her being like, I lived through it. Why do I want to watch that?
She's dead right.
I did ask her to go to one of the tenement houses before, and she was like, I used to live in one. Why would I want to go there?
Legend. Don't you know, and says that this is new. You're on Spin.
1038.
Hello there, how are we?
Hey, what's happening?
How are you? Guys?
Shortest quiz on the show after 8:30 this morning.
Oh, I need to do my questions.
Get them into you or onto your phone or wherever you're writing.
I will.
Guys, obviously I'm going to be a parent soon, and celebrity culture and what the celebs are up to is making me really, really scared for it. First of all, obviously there was the Beckham drama. Like, will my child come
turn
out
on
one
you.
Day and say that I danced inappropriately at his wedding? And now, obviously,
just don't do that.
Well, it's my right as a mother. If I want to, drop
you're
it.
You're
like
dead right. I can only apologise.
But then, I don't know if you saw this. The Wuthering Heights like press tour is on the go, and Jacob Elordi, who plays Heathcliff, was on a red carpet somewhere, and he was going to get some pictures taken or whatever, and he had a chewing gum in, and he takes his chewing gum out of his mouth and gives it to his mom, puts it in her hand.
Are you sure it's his mom?
Yeah. Everyone's saying it was.
Oh my god!
Everyone's like, he gave it to his mom. I don't know what she's doing there.
To be
whatever.
Fair, I'd imagine she could have been like, get that chewing gum out of your mouth.
Give that to me now, Jacob. Jacob, give it. But like, he's what, 30 odd? I don't want.
I imagine he's a child.
Yeah, he's giving a big, tall baby.
Yeah,
which is what everyone says about him. But yeah, I'm just concerned. Mm. I love my child, but will I hold?
That's not that bad. Like.
Age 30 odd?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
you don't know what you're having.
Where's that mouth been, Jacob?
I don't know. I just don't think it's too bad. I don't think it's too gross. I think there's multiple worse things. Like, you have to change a nappy, like.
Yeah, but that's when the baby's a baby.
Yeah, but still.
Do you think Jacob still gets his nappy? Pass it on.
Tricky. Let's do this, the Tricky 10. Can we get Sandra to swoop in and take the win today to win one of our very last Fuzzy Charge Snooties? Just out of the bed this morning, what's the plan for the day, Sandra?
College work.
Oh, college work. What are you studying in college, Sandra?
Polymer processing.
What process?
What?
Polymer processing.
Polymer process.
What does that mean, Sandra? It sounds like you don't know what it means either.
What is that, Sandra?
It's to do with plastics.
Okay.
So you're committed to the course.
Yeah.
The class, no doubt. What year are you in?
First year.
Okay, very good.
It'll start making sense in fourth year.
And where are you studying at, Sandra?
At Long, US.
Oh, very nice.
Good.
So do you drive up and down?
I do, yeah.
It's a long spin from Dublin, isn't it? I used to work
an hour.
There.
No?
It is.
It's more than an hour.
Is
people
it,
always go, it's only an hour.
An hour and a half, yeah.
It's not only an hour.
Nightmare.
It's the way like people from Nace love to say, it's only 20 minutes from Dublin.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
It's not. Yeah, I used to do that trek as well, Sandra. I used to work down there. Yeah, okay.
Our thoughts are with you. Listen, Sandra, how this works is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and we're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. So if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. I would say it is a number between 1 and 10 after all. And bear in mind, we will only be able to accept your first answer. If you do top the leaderboard today, you will win a brand new fuzzy charge snoodie to get cozy in. It's still a bit cold out there, still a bit miserable. Currently, it's Dara and David who are at the top of the leaderboard with 6 in 52.6 seconds. So that is the score to beat today. Sandra, do you think you can do it?
No, I have absolutely no faith in myself.
That's a different answer. I actually really like that answer.
I bet you,
now we're not expecting anything.
It's such an underdog move, though. We're all backing you so heavy. Yeah.
That'll be a no. Sandra, we're rooting for you. You're a humble queen.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what you do with these questions.
Listen, let's hope some polymer questions come up. All right, Sandra, I'm going to count you in and ask your questions. The very best of luck. Are you ready to go?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
You.
The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Dalyman Park is in which Dublin postal district?
6.
Daniel Craig played James Bond in how many films?
9.
What is half of one dozen?
10.
The Irish band Amble is made up of how many members?
4.
The word vowel contains how many vowels?
2.
Arsenal won how many matches in the Champions League group phase?
5.
January is what number month of the year?
1.
During the workday, how many spin hits do we play in a row, typically?
10.
The Saturday released how many studio albums, the Saturdays?
7.
A stitch in time saves what?
4.
Stop the clock.
How do you think that went for you this morning, Sandra?
Absolutely horrible.
Sandra, I'm inclined to agree with you.
Did one of the questions, I was like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
That's hard under pressure.
It is hard under pressure. Let's have a listen to see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's actually better than I thought, Sandra, to be perfectly honest with you. A score of 3.
You got a few points on the board and you were incredibly quick as well. You still had time on the clock. Let's just go through them. Dalyman Park is in which Dublin postal district? You were very close. You said 6. The answer was 7. Daniel Craig played James Bond in how many films? You said 9. He did 5. It was Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Spectre and No Time to Die. Half of one dozen caught you out. You said 10. The answer there is 6.
Yeah, I know. It's 6.
Is that the one that made you go, what did I just say?
Yeah, I was like, what was I thinking?
You're under the pressure, Sandra.
Amble the band, there's 3 of them involved, Robbie, Oisin and Ross. You said 4, totally fair guess. Arsenal won how many matches in the Champions League group phase? I didn't know that 8 matches are the total amount to play, but they got 100% record there doing 8. You said 5. The Saturdays released how many studio albums? They only had 4, but they were all iconic. And a stitch in time is the phrase, a stitch in time saves 9. You said 4. Not to be, Sandra, but so nice to chat to you and best luck with your studies.
Perfect. Thank you,
Sandra.
So much.
Have a great day.
Well,
thanks,
Sandra,
for listening.
Have a
bye.
Good one. Bye, girl.
Bye.
Right, let's chat to our winners.
David, how are you? Is Dara in the car also with you?
He is indeed, yeah. Yeah, well, on the way to school.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, well, it's us ringing you again because we have some good news. You've gone and done it, girl. You won the fucking charge.
David and Dara, back of the net.
Back of the net. Congratulations.
Yes, brilliant.
Well done, guys.
You are going to be so warm forever.
You really will. You'll be toasty kings.
Is Dara giving us a smile in the back of the car, Housey?
He has a smile from ear to ear.
Well done, Dara. In fairness, you deserve it. You did very well on the questions. Congratulations, lads. Thank Fuzzy Charge, the second last one, the penultimate Fuzzy Charge snoodie is on the way to yours.
Well done, guys.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Thank you so
Happy
much.
Happy Friday. Good
bye.
Luck.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye. Happy days. Now, even more good news.
Oh.
Very good news.
This is incredible news.
It all starts on Tuesday. We've been playing the Tricky 10 since October. And we've had some incredible scores. People have done very well. But we've never had someone manage to get all 10 questions
correct.
Sandra
did a nearly good job there. She's very close to 10. But listen,
don't make fun of Sandra.
No, sorry, I'm only joking.
Studying her polymers.
The questions just weren't for. But maybe the questions will be for you next week because we have some incredible news. As Emma said, the fact that we've played, no one has ever gotten a 10. So if someone gets a 10 out of 10 on every single question,
we want to make it a little bit interesting for you. Interesting in the terms of some cash money. That's right.
You deserve
it. If you come on and you get 10 out of 10 in the Tricky 10, you will win 1,000 Irish euros.
Woo!
cold, hard cash going that straight to you.
On top of the Fuzzy Charge Snooty next week.
Exactly.
Or whatever the weekly prize is. It's a bounty. It's 1,000 euro to go on top of whatever you'd be winning at the end of the week for highest score of the week anyway. We just think, you know what? You deserve it. It's obviously more tricky than we thought. And if you do manage to go and do 10 out of 10 in 55 seconds, you deserve something massive.
You do.
You really do. It's an incredible achievement to even get like 7 out of 10 on this.
It really
is. So we're looking for the brainiacs. If you think you're one of them, maybe your friend is one of them, your mother, your father, your son, your daughter, your uncle, your auntie, then you need to let them know if they're a quizzer or whatever. 087-711-1038 is our number. If you WhatsApp us the word tricky, we will know you want to play the tricky, and we will know that you think you can win that 1,000 euro on top of the Fuzzy Charge Snooty next week.
It all kicks off from Tuesday. Tuesday just being on the back of the bank holiday weekend. So get your messages in now. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. An extra 1,000 euro on top of this. Woo. Deserve it.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
For now, though, this is my favourite part of the show. This is where I rank famously from 5 to 1 my very favourite niche things. Mm. However, I welcome you to a Dave Ranks first, where I thought I would like to rank this, but the sounds are quite short.
Oh.
So I welcome you to Dave Ranks from 10 to 1, the noises from Pokemon.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Very cool.
This is a classic. I'm surprised this hasn't been done yet.
I am. Well, to be fair, I'm not, because it was a lot of work.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. I had to come back after the haircut you haven't mentioned.
Dave, I said your hair is love. Oh, no, I said your golf video was good. Yeah, I can only do one compliment today.
So I welcome you to Dave Ranks from 10 to 1. Noises from Pokemon. I'm going to run through these pretty quickly.
Can I ask, when you say noises, are these like the effects when they're fighting or?
They're almost, they're called, you know the way a cat would meow and you know the way a dog would woof? Well, it's if Pokemon were animals, what their noise would be.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean?
It's their stim.
Like Squirtle.
There are some weird ones in here. Mm-hmm. Like number 10 is a Pokemon called Jinx.
Jinx. Oh my god.
Wow.
I never want to hear it ever again.
Jinx.
10 place here is the worst.
Okay. Yeah,
so let's move on swiftly from, I feel like, a Pokemon they completely just phoned it in with. A Pokemon called Metapod, and it's a green, almost kind of looks like some sort of watermelon type thing cut in half. Metapod is the name, and the noise is
Metapod, Metapod.
Oh, I love it.
That's class.
9.
Metapod, Metapod.
It's good because they say it twice.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know it's serious.
I feel like it was kind of phoning in a little bit. Number 8 is a seal called Dugong.
Dugong.
And I love that.
Very fun.
It's very good.
Dugong.
A little bit of a kick at the end.
Yeah, yeah. We move on to 7th, one of my favorite named Pokemon. Not one of my favorite Pokemon, but just one of my favorite names for a Pokemon. It's Scyther.
Scyther!
Is this bringing back memories for anyone?
I don't remember. I was obsessed with Ivy League. Is that the name of the first one?
I don't actually know, but
Indigo League. Indigo League was the first season.
I don't actually know. That's interesting. But I'm kind of talking about the 150 original.
The originals.
Pokemon.
Yeah. Original Root
Boys. That's what's going on. So we move into 6th place. From Team Rocket, he has a lovely accent, but when he's just speaking as a cat, meow sounds like this.
Meow.
Slay.
I just love him. I feel like he lives on the Lower East Side in New York.
Yeah, he does. He's going to sell you a cut of ham.
Hey, I'm walking in.
Meowth is in 6th place for Dave Ranks Noises from Pokemon. We move into the top 5, Dave Ranks is all about.
This is crazy.
Here we go with a yellow little duck called Psyduck.
Psyduck.
Oh yeah, what was his vibe?
He was a bit thick.
Yeah, and he'd always be holding. Would he be holding his hands in distress? Yeah.
He was a neurodivergent king.
He was,
So that is Psyduck at 5th place. Number 4 is a very cool Pokemon. I only remember seeing him in like maybe at a push 2 episodes, but I can only really remember one. The Pokemon's name is Alakazam, and he sounds like this.
Alakazam!
Oh my god!
Incredible.
Sounds like one of the producers got like their granddad to do that voice.
Imagine like a kangaroo with a mustache. Alakazam. We move on to 3rd place for Dave Ranks Noises from Pokemon. And how could we do Dave Ranks Noises from Pokemon without mentioning
Rika Rika?
Of course.
3rd place, it's Pikachu.
I thought you might rage bait by not including.
Absolutely
so cute. What the show's all about.
It is, it is. We move on to the top two for Dave Rank's noises from Pokemon. I know I'd imagine this is quite contentious, maybe in your car, and you may be talking to someone who absolutely loves Pokemon and they're going to be fuming by my rankings, but this is my rankings. Get your own show.
Yeah.
Okay. Second place is a Pokemon called Koffing, and his noise is brilliant.
Coffee.
Oh. I don't know him now.
He's like a ball of smoke. Coffee. But it's
when's
not.
When's the last time you watched Pokemon to have all these memories, or was it just based on research you did yesterday?
No, it was just research I did yesterday. We were kind of talking about Pokemon in the studio and in the office and stuff like that. But it's not number one. Number one on Dave Rank's noises from Pokemon. Any guesses?
Oh, Squirtle.
Squirtle. It's
Squirtle?
Or Charizard.
Charizard.
There's someone from that family.
Charizard is one of my favourite Pokemon, but his noise is just kind of... Do you know what I mean?
I love Squirtle.
Interesting. Number one, it's Squirtle.
Squirtle! Squirtle, Squirtle!
Yay!
It's just so bizarre over there.
So
Squirtle. Squirtle, Squirtle.
And he's so cute.
Squirtle, Squirtle, Squirtle.
I have to draw Pokemon whenever I see my niece. She's like, will you come and draw Pokemon for me? And every time she requests Squirtle, I'm like, oh, I'd love to draw his big bulb again. It's a lovely bulb
roundy
in his back.
Man. Do you know who Squirtle
is? Is that not Bulbasaur you're thinking of?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, but Squirtle has a little shell.
He
on
has
his
a
back.
Shell.
He has a flower.
He's a little turtle.
A flyer.
A flyer.
A flyer. That's Blastoise.
Bulby's also fun. Blastoise is the evolved
Bulbasaur
version.
Sorry,
of Squirtle,
sorry.
Yes. Well done.
Squirtle all the way.
Squirtle, Squirtle, Squirtle.
He's adorable.
Hope you enjoyed Dave Rank's noises from Pokemon. I can only apologise if you hated it.
No, don't make any apologies for yourself and your work.
It's your fault. So I just ranked from 10 to 1 my favourite Pokemon noises from different Pokemon, and it's been a little bit contentious.
A little bit. Yeah, Danny was in touch saying, you forgot about this one.
Kind of goes on, doesn't it?
Now no one talk because we're all asleep.
Yes. Danny, I can only apologise, and I will say you are correct. It should have made it into the top 10. However, I don't think it would have been number one. It's kind of boring.
Sometimes she just makes a noise though as well, doesn't she? She's like, Julie. She doesn't always sing it. She doesn't always hit that verse.
Because when she hits the verse, she puts you to sleep, right?
Yeah,
she's not constantly doing
I did also miss Snore. Snorlax.
It's good there. I like all the sleepy
Snorlax, yeah.
Final Friday of the month.
Oh, which only means one thing. It's where we do the shortest quiz, really short quiz questions, really short answers. If we give you a ring, please turn your radio down in the background. And if you want to play, it's short in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Okay, we have a lot to get through. We need to talk to you. Short in a WhatsApp, as Dave said. Let's get this thing going. Zoe, we are looking for you.
Hello?
Zoe, welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
Morning, Zoe. You ready for your question?
Yeah.
What day is today?
Friday!
Yay!
You could have asked that shorter, I think. You could have asked that shorter. Day today.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Well done, Zoe.
You've won yourself some IMC cinema passes. Enjoy your bank holiday weekend.
See you, Zoe. Good luck.
Have fun.
Thank you, bye.
Looking for you now, Gabriel.
There Hello.
Is. Hello.
Hi, Gabriel.
The Angel Gabriel. Good morning. Are you ready for your shortest quiz question?
I will try.
Gabriel, name famous man.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, Paul Rudd, why
good.
Not? Yeah,
love
absolutely
it.
Love it. Unbelievable. A man who does be in many movies that maybe you can see at the cinema. Congratulations, cinema passes on the way to you.
Well done, Gabriel.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Jasenka, we are looking for you. Your number ends in 47.
Hello.
Hi, Jasenka. Hello. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Are you ready for your question?
Sure.
What does Bridget bring?
Curry.
Bridget brings the...
What does she bring, Jasenka?
No.
Bridget brings the...
Spring?
Joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that.
Yeah, she does bring it with the bank holiday and all. Very tough question.
That's not.
It's a famous song.
Very
right.
tough
not
question. Not Jasenka, I can only apologise to the two of them.
Awakens all the Thank fields you. And the flowers and calls.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Bye, Jasenka. Have a great day. Cinema passes on the way to you. Good luck.
Bye, bye, bye. Looking for you now, Emma. Your number ends in 25. Hi, Emma. How are you doing? Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning,
Hi,
Emma.
Morning.
All right. Hey. Emma is going to ask your question to you, Emma.
Yes, I am. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, Bell. Was that the question?
Do you know what? Yeah.
Go on. I want to hear the question.
Spell Bridget.
B-R-I-G-E-T.
G-E-T.
That'll do. Yay! There's loads of
variations. Go on, Emma, you're off to the cinema.
We're awful easy on this game, lads. Awful easy.
To be fair, I am like, how do you spell it?
Well done, Emma. Congratulations. Cinema passes on the way to you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, Jenny, you're up.
Hello then. Hi.
Hi, Jenny. Good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
Fire truck sound.
Beba, beba, beba.
Interesting that you went for the B. I would have went for the knee myself, as Nina. Opposed to Nina, as opposed
the
to Beba. The Beba is an interesting. Well, that must be the French one, is it? Congratulations, Jenny. You have got IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Go on, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bonjour.
Au revoir.
Two more.
We're looking for you, Ursula. Good morning. Hi, Ursula. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, Ursula.
Are you ready?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you ready for your question?
I am indeed.
Okay, what rhymes with cat?
Cat.
No, I refuse.
Sorry, Fiona.
What?
Ridiculous question.
Really?
Shortest quiz question. Make that shorter.
Rhyme cat.
Yes, brilliant. What would your answer be, Ursula?
Ever asked it like that. Only
Matt.
That's brilliant. Unbelievable. Done. Cinema passes on the way to you, Ursula.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Last player.
Oh, wait for it. This is my favourite bit.
Banana.
No, too long. Didn't like it.
Hello?
Shannon, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Shannon.
Hi,
how
Shannon.
Are you?
How are you?
Here we go. Good. Let's get you to the cinema. Coffee colour.
Coffee colour?
Yeah.
Brown.
Yay! Yay. Spot on, Shannon. The easiest cinema passes you'll ever win. Congratulations. Have a great day.
Is that it?
That's it. That's the shortest quiz, baby. That's how
Christ.
We do it. We can give you another question
if
you want.
Can I give a shout-out while I'm on here?
Go on. Go for it.
Shout-out to Zoe Dunn and Mel Mac has a wife. Pass it on.
Very nice, Shannon. Have a great day.
Shout-out, guys.
Thank
you.
Bye. Okay.
I didn't know Mel Mac had a wife.
I know. It's good to know.
Pass it on.
Do you want to, come on, do you want to do, as lots of people did there, the messages right now, the word short in a WhatsApp.
No shout-outs. Not for free. One more
shout-out for today.
Heading into a bank holiday weekend, and we want to treat you to as many IMC Cinema passes as we possibly can on the shortest quiz. Okay, shall we do this thing again?
Woo!
Hello.
Hi, Katie. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Katie. Well done. You are through. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
Munster County.
Oh, my God.
Cork.
Water.
Cork.
Yeah. Spot on, Katie.
Well done, Katie.
You had some
all
help from a voice there somehow. Katie, congratulations. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. You do not deserve them.
Well done, Katie.
Bye.
Thanks, Will.
And we're looking for you, Emma.
Emma.
Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Emma.
How are you getting on?
Good morning.
Are you ready for your question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, name a colour.
Red.
Yay!
Oh, Emma, that was Emma. So good. Did you study? That was unreal.
Yeah, I went to college for that.
Emma, congratulations. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great weekend.
See ya.
Perfect. Have a lovely weekend.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hello.
Chloe, are you ready for your question?
Yes, please.
All right. Train noise.
Choo-choo!
Oh, spot on.
Beautiful. Well done, Chloe.
Congratulations. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Woo!
Thank you.
Last player for this month.
Oh, well, you know what that means then. Fiona, would you like to do the honours?
Oh, yeah, what is it?
We're looking for you, Dermot.
Dermot.
Hi, Dermot. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Dermot.
Hi, Dermot. How are you?
Morning.
All right, you're the last.
Well, question.
Look, you have to. You're going to have to make it work for this one.
Dermot,
can I hear you speak? Say that again.
I know what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Dermot,
you
know. You need a doctor. Stat.
Yeah, well, before... no, this morning.
Oh, he's a bit sick, which is interesting for the last
question.
He's
in rag order. All right, Dermot, this is very appropriate for you. Do a sneeze.
Yeah.
Yes, spot on.
I actually could hear the snuff.
Yeah. I backed away from the mic like I was going to catch it.
Dermot, IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. Please don't use them for at least 2 weeks. Have a great day.
Mind yourself, rest up.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dermot.
Let's go. Fiona in the morning. Hello there, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening? Guys, can we like wrap this up pretty quick just so I can go to the cinema and see Melania?
Oh my God. Sorry, I've seen all this about they're going to pay people 50 quid if they go and sit it through and you have to watch the whole thing.
So basically, this is like, the new film about Melania Trump. And yeah. I saw some stat which was not confirmed, but it was like, did it sell like one ticket in the UK?
So it's first day, and there was a place called Islington in London, which is where my friend is from. Good morning, Sinead. And it's quite a posh area. In her local cinema, the very first day Melania came out, the movie Melania, it sold one ticket in the morning, and then the late afternoon showing it sold two tickets.
Oh my God.
So on its premiere day it sold three tickets in Islington, which is kind of the place you'd imagine if there were to be a Trump fan, maybe it should be.
Maybe you'd find it
in upper class London, maybe.
What a disaster.
The memes are so funny.
It's
like going to Melania so I can have some time to myself. And that was apparently a real thing. They're going to pay people $50. There was like a Craigslist ad being
That's fake news. Fake news. What is that? What are they paying people? Who's paying people 50 quid?
Does she feature herself? Sure. Is it like documentary or is
it's like, you know, the Beyonce. Say one or like the Taylor Swift one. It's like her getting ready for like the big moment.
Did you see like who did it?
Who made it?
Yeah, it was Amazon. It was Jeff Bezos. Okay. Made it for her as like a kind of like to get in with Trump.
Mm. And apparently haven't loads of people who were involved in it been like, take my name off that.
Stop.
Yeah, which is like, well, you did it. But it's
you have to stand over it. You would think like as First Lady even to take away the controversy and the hurt that like the family have caused people or whatever, you think that there'd be like a level of intrigue. But there's not even that. Like,
no,
I don't care.
I think, unpopular opinion, I think I might go if it was like a movie. Like, if it was a biopic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd probably be in. And if it was like done by someone who wasn't trying to appease her.
Yeah.
Because this is all on her terms. Okay,
hang on. That's the problem. Isn't if it was actually like fly on the wall documentary series about actually her life, what she's been through, what she puts up with, then you'd be intrigued. But it's all going to be sugar-coated for the greater good.
The Republicans.
100%.
The greater good.
Sorry, the $50 thing might be fake, but one more good meme.
That's the left for you.
Someone said, even if they showed this on a plane, people would still walk out.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
All right, so I've been trying to be a little bit healthier in January, and I've been trying to, like, you know, get back on track and go into the gym and eating good. And for some reason, I'm doing all of that, but I'm still not sleeping correctly. I'm only getting like 5 hours a night, right?
Yeah. Even on the weekend?
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit more on the weekend.
But still not enough.
Like 7 hours or something on the weekend. But it's not a lot, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, there's one place that I always get really, really good sleep, and it's in Pippa's bed. Now, Pippa has a very good bed.
Yeah.
One of them named brands beds. Do you know what I mean? Whereas mine, I'm pretty sure, came from a dump. but she has a nice bed.
She's an Emma or something.
Yeah, something like that. But she is travelling for work at the moment. She won't be back until the end of the weekend. And she gave me her fob, and I quote, for emergencies.
Oh.
In my head, I've been in the yellow on my Whoop for 4 days in a row. That counts as an emergency. Okay.
And she would say so.
And she would say so too. Well, I won't ask her, but I think she would probably only be an emergency if I was in the red for 4 days.
Right.
Because I'm in the yellow, which is kind of like middle of the line.
Stakes are low enough, yeah.
So I'm curious, can I just go into her apartment, make myself at home, stay in hers, I'll make the bed after and stuff like that. But is that kind of going against her privacy, even if, like,
okay,
she said it was for an emergency. I want a good sleep. That's a good emergency.
Would
in my
you
opinion.
Tell her you're staying there? Because that's weird if you don't.
I suppose I could, yeah. I could tell her.
I would say you
could. But I fear if I ask her, she's going to be like, no.
So instead you're going to ask the people of Dublin.
Yes.
Would you be offended, like, if your partner stayed in your space for the weekend? I think that's the question.
Well, I'm not going to go snooping, like.
Well, that's the thing.
She might have
a
fella somewhere
in the drawers.
In there.
She could.
She could have a fella.
Hey, how are you? Do you want to play dirt?
You're not getting any sleep either.
Come on, we top and tail.
So, I'm curious. Obviously, I've been wanting to, you know, better myself, get a little bit healthier. I want to sleep for the weekend as opposed to go out and party and stuff like that.
I was about to say as well, it's a good way for you to get some refuge, because if I stay at home, you'll end up in the pub.
Exactly, yeah. Because my mates are mad for the pub.
Legends.
And my housemates are mad for the pub. They asked me to go out yesterday and I said no. It was a big moment.
You're
huge
very good,
moment.
Dave.
I know, thank you. So that's what I'm curious. 087 711 1038. Can I stay at Pippa's apartment even though she's not there. Is that okay? Is that weird? And do I have to ask her? Because she gave me the thing for an emergency. She won't know if I just go in and just go boop, sleep, clean the bed, off I go again.
Dave, she will know. You'll do a man's version of a clean or like of a make the bed, and she will know.
I could take pictures before and after.
No, you'll still do it differently, which is fine.
It'll be smellier in the place.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but there will.
But it's good because you take the damp out of the house. You know the way, like when it's empty for too long and you come back in, you're like,
it'll be cold.
It's real cold.
Exactly. So I'll go and do the bins, and oh God, if I take to the bed by accident.
Then, yeah, you need a rest after. Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of positives.
I think a simple yes if you think this is totally okay and he can go ahead with this plan, or a hard no in a WhatsApp 087 711 1038. Get your voice notes over if you want. Yes or no, can he go ahead with this? Or is it a big, big no-no? Belters only on Bandit now. And do for love, it's Spin.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Hello. I fear I'm not coming across well in this, but basically I want to stay at my girlfriend's apartment while she's away without telling her because I feel like she'll say no and then I won't be able to say. But I'm trying to be healthier this week. I'm trying to eat well. I'm trying to sleep better. And I always sleep quite well in her apartment. She's a very nice bed. Mm. You know what I mean?
I suppose it's very attractive as well because when you live with housemates and there's an opportunity to go somewhere on your own, it's really nice. Exactly. Like I remember when I lived with Emer, she used to babysit her like sister's friend's dog out in Dunleary when they went away, and she'd look forward to it so much. Just getting out of a housemate environment for a few days is just good for the head.
It'd be so nice.
I love space to yourself or whatever.
It's kind of like you're putting yourself in bougie jail.
Yeah,
you're like going somewhere that's the really nice, but like you can't go out.
But imagine just like being able to go and, you know, chill out in our apartment, watch whatever I wanted to watch, go to bed whenever I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
It just sounds fantastic.
It's just weird that you wouldn't be telling her, I think.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Look, lots of people getting in on this morning. Can he go ahead and do this today, or would it cause big
problems? I wouldn't be breaking in. Let's just put that. She gave me a fob. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, good point.
To use in emergencies. But I'm like, is sleep an emergency? And then I'll tell her after. Oh, I stayed in your apartment. Mm. But you know, what if she says no beforehand? Then I can't really do it.
You can't really take a FaceTime call all weekend either.
Yeah.
You're clearly in her apartment.
The blurred background. Yeah.
Quiva, what do you think?
I think you have to tell her.
Mm. Oh, boring. Yeah. Boring.
I do agree, though.
You have to tell her, but you can't. I don't see any problem with you not.
Yeah, fair enough. But
It's weird
to come
home because
you smell
you.
Yeah. we're all concerned.
You're all talking about how much I smell, lad.
No, there's just a smell. You'd know if someone's been...
From boys.
I understand that, and that's fair enough, and maybe I should ask her, and I don't mean to be like a weirdo and be like arriving at the apartment without saying it to her, but it's just I feel like she might say no because she likes me to keep things clean and I'm not a very clean person.
Well, see, therein lies the rub.
Okay, so I'll ask her. Quiva, will I?
Yeah.
Quiva, thank you very much for that.
No problem, guys.
Thanks Quiva, have a great day.
Bye. Let's look at a few scenarios here. Okay. Like, just to kind of get on top of this before you move in. Question one.
Before I move in. Imagine she comes back from working abroad and I was like, hello, I live here now.
You've changed the locks.
Would you undertake any facial or otherwise shaving in her apartment across the weekend?
It's a good question. I will say no to that one.
You're not even going to bring the razor.
I won't bring the razor. No, I don't have to shave. Luckily, I'm not really a full grown man yet. So
that's our way of asking, are you keeping that moustache? This is our avenue to ask.
No, okay. But that's good because that's annoying.
That's a good question.
It goes everywhere.
Would you, when you're getting cozy and snug as a bug in the bed, would you use one foot to take the sock off the other foot and then accidentally leave the sock in the bed?
Oh my God. Probably. I will say yes to that one. It's happened on multiple occasions. But if I did it, she'd be like, oh, that was from the last time he stayed over.
Fair. Well, what if she changed her sheets just before she left so that she was cozy when she
You know, the
home?
Girls would like to sometimes, they'd like to clean their apartment so they come home to somewhere nice.
Somewhere clean.
You don't really get that. So,
no.
Chances are the sheets are clean right now.
If she has made it really, really nice for when she comes home and I stay there and she comes home, it will be no longer nice. It will be grand. Mm. It would be like, how'd you even notice?
Okay, I have another question. Just scenario. It's tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, the bank holiday weekend. You arise from the bed around 11:30. You move to the bathroom. You splash water in your face. You pick up your toothbrush. It's that blue Aquafresh, okay? Yeah, put the Aquafresh on your toothpaste. You're scrub-a-dub-a-dubbing. But now a gunky bit of the Aquafresh has dropped into the sink. It's blue, okay?
She would notice
You finish brushing your teeth. what do you do next before
already,
you leave the bathroom?
I'm sweating, like, the thought of, like, okay, maybe.
Would you clean up the toothpaste or would you just let it be part of the
probably
sink?
Probably let it be part of the sink. Now, okay. I wouldn't, after hearing this scenario, now I'm worried, but if I was to experience that scenario without you saying that, I'd probably just
okay,
be like, ah, that's grand.
The sink. Oh. Boys love to leave the gunky bits in the sink.
Not the Aquafresh.
Right, okay, fine. I'll ask her.
Yeah.
PC gone mad. I'll ask my girlfriend if I can sleep in her house.
Because I woke.
She gave me a fob for an emergency. This is an emergency.
It is. No, it is. You're a bitch.
Please document your whole weekend online in your gorgeous, bougie apartment. Guys, I don't like that I have no plans for the bank holiday weekend. I'm starting to get itchy already.
Yeah.
I just text Jack and I was like, can we do something this weekend?
Well, yous love a last minute thing and it always works out.
I don't know. A lot of people aren't around this weekend. I don't know what to
do
with myself.
Oh yeah, people have gone on trips and stuff. If you've managed a trip for this weekend, you are the most type A person ever.
What do you mean type A? As in organised?
As in organised, yeah. As in like you start looking at your calendar 1st of Jan and you're like, oh, it's
the
bank holiday, let's go.
Emma's the most type B person in the world though.
Well, no, I am.
Oh, sorry, that's a truth.
Thanks so
that's
much.
It's actually very true.
What are we all doing? No plans, like
I'm going out on Sunday with the lads and that's it. That's actually, oh my God, I'm so sad. Is that
I have
it?
No plans. Nesting stuff. I have friends though who are off to Sevilla and I'm like, user lick arses planning that.
just for the weekend?
Yeah, because it's a bank holiday.
That's really
That's way too organised for my liking.
The neck. It is 9:35 on a Friday and we launched this game in the show in the last few weeks. It's still nameless, so we'll call it the music game with no name.
Love it.
And so I think that might take off, you know.
I like
this. This is where we kind of, it's a lyric game with a little bit of a twist and the questions are just asked slightly differently to what you might normally get on kind of a radio segment. So for example, this might be one question. In Taylor Swift's song, Anti-Hero, she says, who is the problem?
Me. Hi.
Exactly. Ah, very good.
Fiona would take the win there.
I wouldn't have got that, I don't think.
Would you know? I wouldn't have gotten that.
Because Me, for me, is another Taylor Swift song. Brendan Urie.
That's correct.
Of course you'd know that one.
The scores on the doors at the moment are 1-1. Dave had a win a few weeks ago, then Fiona did. Fiona, you were out last week.
I only won because I threw a tantrum.
That's so true, actually. And I let you do that, which makes me say I'm ready to be a mother.
I also broke the rules of when me and Callum did it last week.
Did you actually?
Yeah, and I'm very bad at losing at this game.
You really are.
I really get very annoyed.
Very competitive. All right, let's kick this off. Round one of a new week of this game. Dave, in Olivia Dean's song, Man I Need, she says it looks like they're making up for what?
Perfect, they're making up.
Ooh.
For her birthday.
What you make up for?
Okay.
I hate this game.
For someone who doesn't want to lose, you're crap.
But I also love this game so much when I get it correct.
Fiona, we're over to you now.
Yes.
In Sabrina Carpenter's song, Manchild.
Oh, God.
Who does she blame for him not getting anything done if Sabrina's not there?
Your mom. Your mom. Final answer. Your mom. If I there, it won't
get done. I choose to blame your mom. Well done, Fiona.
I never would have got this. I'm so bad. I don't listen to lyrics.
Ooh, well, then this is not the game for you, my friend.
But you know what I mean? Like, say, for example, like whenever Emma plays, we play a song on the show, Emma goes, that's so sad. I go, is it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't listen to lyrics.
You've won 2 out of 3 weeks of this. Yeah, so only come on, the back
tantrums.
Yourself.
I'll throw a tantrum, so.
Do.
Let's go. Every song in this round is from 2017. Dave, we'll start with you. Ooh. And Ed Sheeran's 2017 single, Perfect. He says he hopes that someday he'll share her what?
She'll share her last name. Why would that be the case?
That was hard.
Was it last name? Oh, come on. She my dreams. I hope that someday I'll
share her home. The answer we were looking for was home.
Ooh,
in that instant.
That was tricky. That was a hard.
The whole game is so tricky. Watch me throw a tantrum.
Fiona,
I'm scared. Okay.
Over to you. We're sticking with 2017.
Okay.
In Dua Lipa's song, New Rules, he says, don't be his friend because you'll wake up in what particular place in the morning?
Come on.
In his bed in the morning.
This is ridiculous.
Sinead.
Well, I agree. Mine was easier, but I got it right. And you can't say any way that I didn't.
That's a win for Fiona, but we'll crack on. We'll go into our classic track round, Dave, in the street song Dry Your Eyes.
In the street. Oh, here. This is.
Get, everyone knows the lyrics.
This would be ridiculous. If Fiona's classic song will be
twinkle,
Rihanna,
twinkle,
only girl.
Star.
Yeah, exactly.
In the street song Dry Your Eyes. Where is she staring when she opens her eyes?
I'm gonna throw something.
Her mom.
Stupid game.
When they open up, she's looking down at her feet.
Alright, Fiona.
That was a dirty
this
one.
Is ridiculous.
Fiona's
yes,
classic
yes,
track.
Yes.
Kind of same vibe in Amy's.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What comes after G?
Oh, gosh.
In okay. Eamon's song, F It, I Don't Want You Back, he says he might as well do what with the presents?
Throw, burn them. Burn them. Set them on fire in the flames.
That's what I want to do to this game.
Throw them out, you would
throw
have got
them
that
out.
Right. Yep, yep, yep.
Now, they were equally hard, to be fair. The streets and the aim.
I'm not speaking anymore.
I'm sick of the tantrums
finished.
On this
I'm
game.
Finished.
Guys, we need to give it a bit more love. It's
no,
not nice.
It's too hard. The streets. When is the last time you heard the streets?
When do I ever give out about don't say the same thing that Dave has written down questions?
When do we ever have a loser on that bloody game?
Sometimes.
We had the one this week, didn't we?
I'll give you what would have been the tie break, will I? Just
yeah.
To try and put a bit of oomph back into this game.
And I will say, I like the game, teacher. I enjoy it.
A win for Fiona. This would have been the tiebreak question. In Outcast, Heya, what's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
And that would, of course, would have been a
now
win.
That's
for...
the kind of questions that you should be having. That's the kind of question. All right.
Those classic questions were dirty.
Dirty.
Feedback
dirty.
Taken. Fiona, you should just be glad that you got the win, girl.
I am happy about that.
If I speak, I'm in trouble.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We were mentioning not many plans in the works, but hey, it's me and heated rivalry for the weekend.
Oh,
have
go
you
on.
The six episodes? I feel like you've been watching it for weeks.
Oh, it takes a while. How many episodes are you?
It does. I'm in the middle of episode 3. Have you watched it, Dave?
No.
It's absolutely
I
fab.
I hate ice hockey.
Episode 3 is where it gets.
It's a joke. It starts getting homophobic.
That's good, good. Just clip that.
Yeah.
We have a few things we need to clip from Dave. I hate being in a room with Dave Moore, and I'm not homophobic, and no context for either.
I know it is. It's starting to, like you said, a lot of heated stuff in
a
the
bit
first
more
few episodes.
Storyline,
but
now.
Then the storyline kicks off. Mm. Yeah, no, it's kind of pulling at the heartstrings, like
it
quite
is.
A lot, isn't it?
It is.
And at the moment, I don't like what's the Russian guy's name?
Ilya.
He's annoying me at the moment. He's not very nice.
Give him a chance.
There's a lot of rivalry. You need more heat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. will he come around and will I love him at the end?
Oh, he's so
at
great.
At the moment, he's not being
he's
very
so
nice.
No,
I think you always ask for spoilers. But I like him now.
Tell me what happens. Does it get hotter?
Here's Taylor Swift at Spin. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.